This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palkev. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for global solidarity with Africa as an essential part of ending the coronavirus pandemic, saying international action is needed to help strengthen its healthcare systems and food supply and to avoid a financial crisis. Guterres said Wednesday he commends African countries and the African Union for acting quickly to enforce quarantines and border closures. The U.S.'s special envoy for Afghanistan met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his former rival Abdullah Abdullah on Wednesday. The three were discussing progress toward a peace deal with the insurgent Taliban. The meeting was the first between the three men since Ghani and Abdullah ended a months-long political impasse where both claimed to be Afghanistan's rightful leader. Khalilzad is in the region to escalate efforts to bring the Afghan government and the Taliban to the negotiating table after months of delays. Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen said Wednesday her government wants dialogue with China but cannot accept its proposal for one country, two systems. In a speech after being sworn in for her second and final term, Tsai said both Taiwan and China have a duty to find a way to coexist over the long term and prevent the intensification of antagonism and differences. China has stepped up its military drills near Taiwan since Tsai's re-election in January. Wall Street's main indexes surged Wednesday, and the Nasdaq hit a three-month high, investors clinging to hopes of a recovery from a coronavirus-fueled slump. The three U.S. indexes have rallied more than 30% from March lows. This is VOA News. More than 5 million eligible voters in the East African nation of Burundi are heading to the polls Wednesday. They will choose a successor to longtime President Pierre Nkurunziza. Nkurunziza is stepping down after 15 years in office, the last five marked by violent upheaval after his disputed bid for a third term forced over 300,000 Burundians to flee the impoverished country. A UN investigation determined that hundreds of people killed during the unrest were targeted by government forces, a charge Burundi has denied. Seven candidates are running for the chance to succeed the president. No international election monitors are in Burundi to oversee the vote after the government said any foreigners would face a 14-day quarantine. Egypt has announced worshippers must stay home for the Eid al-Fitr holiday that marks the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The government also says masks must be worn